This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's been more than 70 years since the end of World War II, and just this week, Japan and South Korea reached an agreement to resolve a dispute over Korean women who served as sex slaves for Japan's military. They're known as comfort women. Only about 45 of these women are still living. Japan officially apologized. It's offered up an $8.3 million payment. James Person studies Korean history at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So both countries here say this is the final resolution of this issue. But will an official apology and $8.3 million really put this to rest?
This is actually, it has a very long history. There was an agreement in 1965 that was supposed to have put it to rest. It was done under the table. Korean people didn't really know about it. In fact, the Korean people didn't even know about the sex slave issue until the 1990s, when former victims actually came out. There have been apologies in the past that didn't put it to rest, primarily because the apologies weren't seen as being genuine. So I think it's a tremendous step.
Why is this happening now?
Well, both President Park Geun-hye of South Korea and Prime Minister Abe of Japan had expressed some months ago that they wanted to have this resolved within 2015. And there are a number of security issues that are of great importance to both countries and to, of course, the United States. China's growing assertiveness in the region. There is a greater need for the two nations to cooperate.
The U.S. has also pushed for resolution on this. Why has the U.S. gotten involved?
Well, because Korea and Japan are such important strategic allies to the United States, you know, and it was deeply troubling to the United States to see two of its closest allies, not just in the region, but in the world, not talking to one another. It was clearly in the U.S., in U.S. interests to get this matter resolved so that, you know, you can have more strategic cooperation.
If the relationship between Japan and South Korea does get back on track, what are the economic implications of that partnership?
The interesting thing is they've both been pretty pragmatic all along to a remarkable degree. There's a lot of economic and cultural back and forth between Japan and Korea. It's not as if, you know, relations were at a standstill. But we can hope for even greater economic cooperation.
I've read that some of these women who are sex slaves are unhappy with this agreement, saying it doesn't reflect their wishes. And I wonder, what else would they like to see?
I mean, it's nearly impossible, I think, to give them, you know, complete solace. I see it as an end to the ongoing debate and the efforts to get an official apology, but the starting point for this period of reflection. You know, and it's a refresh button, I think, for the relationship between Japan and Korea.
James Person from the Woodrow Wilson Center, thanks so much.
Thank you.